I've got Yale A and MIT A.
Okay, you would see it.
Yeah, you guys want to buzz in and give names?
Your goal is to equal mine.
Lawrence,
you're only 5 behind me right now. Okay? If you keep getting 3 in, and I keep getting 1, you'll eventually lose.
That was kind of a fluke.
I should. So was our game 2.
Yeah,
2
A's.
Look, I will not keep forgetting you mentioned game 1 2.
Steven.
That was absolutely ridiculous. I don't care.
Yeah, no. I don't care if we lose all our games.
We get you guys' names.
Yeah. NEIL.
Anderson, you only do well.
We're going to win this game.
Let's do it.
Shomil, S-A-U-M-I-L.
Corey, C-U-R-Y.
Okay. Alright, this is round 10. Are you guys set?
Sure.
Yeah. You guys good? Alright, round 10, toss a coin. The Klein and Gordon equation for a free particle with this property is just the homogeneous screened Poisson equation.
Massless.
Minus one. A vector potential with this property makes no contribution to the electric field. For a quantum system whose potential energy has this property, separation of variables yields the eigenvalue relation H psi equals E psi, which is a simple form of the Schrodinger equation for the wave function spatial part. For 10 points, what property is possessed by stationary states?
Fixed energy.
I have time independent.
Okay.
Protest.
Okay, protest. Next toss-up. This man caused a scandal with his poetic Epistle to Margot, which was read as a satire on Madame du Barry. This man, who opined that there is no means of improving women's education in an essay from the 1780s, wrote a novel in which one character seeks revenge on the Comte de Gercourt, while another character plans...
Choderlos de Laclos?
That's right, for 10. You're better. After the convention of Aguas Calientes, this man broke with Venustiano Carranza, for 10 each, and his general, a leader of the División del Norte, whose forces were defeated at the 1915 Battle of Celaya.
Orozco?
Pancho Villa. The victorious constitutionalist forces at Celaya were led by this general, who was elected president of Mexico in 1920.
Caius?
That's Obregon. The city of Celaya is in this Mexican state, which also contains the church where Miguel Hidalgo issued the Grito de Dolores.
Tehuantepec?
It's Guanajuato. You get point.
Can we protest the arch number one? Can we protest number one?
Question you also want to protest number one?
Yeah.
Okay, so we have competing protest number one. So I'm actually, this is why I actually stopped the clock. I want to write down exactly what you said.
I buzzed at the end of the first sentence.
I know where you buzzed. I didn't get what you said. You said massless?
Yes.
You said fixed energy.
And you buzzed at the very end and said fixed energy?
I mean, I'm pretty sure all of the other clues are not about that.
Yeah, that's why.
All right. Okay. The answer I have is time independent, and there are things to accept, neither of which are anything that was said. So,
okay.
And I know literally nothing about this topic.
Can you read the first sentence, please?
The first sentence is, the Klein-Gordon equation for a free particle with this property is just the homogeneous screen Poisson equation.
Okay.
No idea. Protest noted. No bonus points were scored by anybody, so it's pretty easy to figure out. You would have powered it, you would have gotten 10, and we'll move on.
Okay.
So we're all good?
Yeah.
All right.
Sorry.
Double protests on that, and we'll go on into toss-up 3. This city's resident, Aaron Lopez, ran a factory that made candles from sperm oil. The traveler was seized upon returning to this city after half-black merchant Paul Cuffey violated an embargo. Along Cliff Walk in this city, William Morris Hunt designed a house for the Vanderbilts. George Washington mentioned the children of the stock of Abraham in a letter to the congregation of America's oldest Jewish synagogue.
They're in Providence?
Minus five.
No.
For 10 points, what Rhode Island harbor city that contains the breakers?
Newport?
That's right, for 10. Your bonus.
My bad.
This phenomenon is defined by warmer ocean surface temperatures in the central and eastern equatorial Pacific. For 10 each, name this phenomenon that marks the warm phase of a cycle named for it and the Southern Oscillation.
El Nino.
That's right. El Nino coincides with the weakening of the circulation of tropical air named for this English meteorologist who coined the phrase Southern Oscillation.
Walker.
Answer.
Walker.
Yeah, that's right.
Nice.
In analyzing the pressure in Darwin, Australia, Walker employed this type of model in which the current value is taken to be a noise term plus a linear combination of the previous P values.
Say small signal model.
Autoregression. You get 20. Okay. Toss up. The Met houses this artist's idealized view of the Farnese Gardens, replete with tranquil white cows. This artist, who populated his works with corpulent putti, depicted a more sinister white bovine on a blue silk rein licking his lips in The Rape of Europa. That work was based on an opera performed at Versailles starring his patron and occasional subject, Louis XV's mistress, Madame de Pompadour. For 10 points.
Yeah.
That's right, for 10. Bonus. This 1881 work was the first in a series of 5 Verismo novels that ended with the depiction of a man of luxury. For 10 each, name this work set in the town of Aquitreza that follows the lives of Ntoni and his Sicilian fisher folk family.
I think Ima Lavoglia.
That's right. I Malavoglia is a work by this Italian author who wrote a story about rustic chivalry that will be adapted into an opera by Mascagni.
Verga.
That's right. Verga's Little Novels of Sicily were translated into English in the 1920s by this man who wrote about the lives of the Brangwen sisters in The Rainbow.
Yep, Laura Lawrence.
You get 30. Toss up. Siegel's theorem concerns the number of solutions to curves defined by these equations and is often proved using the Siegel-Thue-Roth and Mordell-Weil theorems. One of these equations has infinitely many solutions if the non-unitary coefficient isn't a perfect square and is named for John Pell.
Guy Fantine equations.
That's right, for 10, and your bonus. During the 17th century, many English buildings made of this material used a Flemish bond pattern. For 10 each, name this material, which is often laid out in alternating stretchers and headers. Answer.
Plaster.
That material is brick. Flemish bond brickwork is found throughout this Virginia house designed by Thomas Jefferson. Yes. Brickwork was commonly used for these fashionable buildings designed to shelter fruit trees on wealthy estates in the 17th and 18th century. One of them is now a museum that houses Ada Monet's water lilies paintings.
Train station?
Answer. Those are orangeries. You get 10. Okay. In 2013, reggae artists in this country formed the Bali Citoyen Movement to oppose its then-president, a man who had acted as chief mediator of the 2012 Mali crisis. A September 2015 coup in this country was defeated by acting president Michel Kafando. Kafando's predecessor as president of this country was ousted in...
Burkina Faso?
That's right, for 10.
Good.
One episode of this show, the title character was infected with a parasite known as the Black Mercy that made her hallucinate she was with her birth family. For 10 each, name the series in which the title character and her sister Alex live in National City.
Yeah.
Supergirl. Which one?
Supergirl.
Answer.
Supergirl.
That's right. Nice. Melissa Benoist, who plays Supergirl, previously appeared on this show as a woman named Stacy, who interviewed to be in a harem. This show's recent 5th season was set in Germany.
Homeland.
That's right. Benoist played a McKinley High student named Marley Rose on this Fox series, whose final season aired in 2015. Yeah. It centered on a club called New Directions.
Yeah, Glee.
You get 30. Toss up.
Yeah.
Warriors who fought in this war were believed to have been reincarnated as crabs that have angry faces on their shells. During this war, a general sacked the Hojiji Dono before he was defeated at the second battle at Uji River. Emperor Antoku, as well as 2 of the 3 imperial regalia, were drowned in this conflict's decisive battle of Dan no Ura, in which the Taira... That's right, for 10. A bonus. This was the objective of the Goelro plan that was adopted in 1920. For 10 each, name this goal, which is described in a slogan explaining that communism is Soviet power plus this achievement.
Land reform or something?
It's the electrification of the Soviet Union.
Wow.
The plan was launched by this Bolshevik leader who died 4 years later.
Lenin?
Yes. Okay. Following the model, this agency was founded in 1921. It used the material balance method to direct the Soviet economy and was initially led by Gleb Krishyanovsky.
Soviet Economic Industrial Agency.
Commission on Industrial Productivity.
Answer? No, it's God's plan. You get 10. Toss out.
Oh, God's plan.
One of this man's essays attacks a title idea popular with apperceptionists such as Wilhelm Wundt by imagining a child seeing a fire, reaching in, and getting burned. In that essay, this man argued that coordinated action is an organic circuit of experiences, not...
Damn it.
Sorry? That's right, for power. Your bonus. For 10 each, answer the following about triphenylphosphine. In this reaction that generates alkenes from carbonyl compounds, triphenylphosphine reacts with an alkyl halide to make an imide. That's right. This catalyst of alkene hydrogenation is made from reacting rhodium 3 chloride with excess triphenylphosphine. It's named for an English chemist. Wilkinson's. In the first step of this reaction to make alkynes, a dibromo alkene is formed from an aldehyde, carbon tetrabromide, and triphenylphosphine.
Sarah. That reacts with alkynes, but.
You get 20 on that. Okay. The town of Warren in Trumbull County claims to be this region's capital. A part of this region, known as the Firelands, was sold to compensate residents of New London, Norwalk, and other towns burned during the Revolutionary War. A state public school endowment was funded by the sale of this region, which later became part of the Northwest Territory. Connecticut originally claimed, for 10 points, what territory in present-day Ohio that lends its name to a university founded by Leonard Case?
Case Western Reserve?
We'll accept that for 10 points. For 10 points, answer the following by Detroit area judge Charles Kaufman. In 1974, Kaufman sentenced 11 people to jail for their participation in this type of labor action. One of these events, in which the CTU opposed Rahm Emanuel, took place in 2012.
Teacher strike.
Yeah, exactly.
Just a strike
operant.
Teachers.
That's right. Kaufman outraged the Asian community by giving only a $3,000 fine and probation to the men responsible for the racially motivated murder of this Chinese-American man in 1982.
Vincent Chin.
That's right.
Correct. Good job.
Kaufman also gave no prison time to this man after he was arrested on a gun charge in 1977. He went on to become a judge in Michigan himself and hosts a syndicated court show that has been on the air since 1999.
Oh, maybe Judge... So not Judge Mathis. I think Judge Mathis, actually.
Okay, go for it.
I think it could be Mathis.
That's right. You get 30. Toss it.
Woo!
This element is located in the center of the first discovered inorganic chiral compound, which is called hexol. This element combines with samarium to form a rare earth magnet. This element's hexamine chloride was shown to form an octahedral complex by Alfred Werner.
Cobalt.
That's right for 10, your bonus. This man was nicknamed Old Beeswax due to his artfully pointed mustache for 10 each. Name this man who was rescued by the British ship Deerhound after his own vessel sank in the English Channel.
Sounds.
That's right. Okay. Semmes commanded this Confederate raider, which was sunk by the Kearsarge in 1864 off the coast of France.
Alabama.
Yep. Before captaining the Alabama, Semmes commanded another Confederate ship named for this location. Robert Anderson led the Union forces at a battle fought at this location
Ford
in 1861.
Sumter. Okay.
Yeah. You get 30. Toss up. This animal names the 10th song of Mikhail Glinka's Farewell to St. Petersburg, which Mili Barakirev transcribed for piano. The first violin represents it in a D major quartet by Joseph Haydn, named for this animal. Peter Ilyich Tchaikovsky used triplet turns and grace notes to represent this animal's song, while it's represented by the pentatonic flourishes of a solo violin in a work based on a George Meredith poem. 10, and your bonus. The sorrows of this mythological queen inspired a poetic work by Thomas Ashe, for 10 each, and his daughter of King Thoas, who saved her father's life after her nurse Polyxo suggests the woman of her island queendom should kill all their men.
No, Hippolyta.
It's Hypsipyle. Yep. Hypsipyle was queen of this island, whose women were cursed to emit terrible body odor after they neglected to worship Aphrodite.
Wow.
Oh, this is...
Yeah. No,
answer. It's Lemnos.
Lemnos.
Hypsipyle bore two sons to this hero, who arrived on Lemnos with the Argonauts during his quest to Colchis.
Jeez,
you get 10.
I was one letter away.
So I have Yale A at 185 and MIT A at 100.
Oh, all right,
going.
All right,
let's go.
And so, Chasen 1 is in protest by both sides. On your side is a possible 45-point swing. On your side is a possible 40-point swing.
Sure.
No,
50, 50, 50.
We have a nag on top.
Oh, you nagged. That's right. Yeah, sorry. Thanks.
Well, they nagged and they...
Yes.
Got power. Power. Potential power.
The power was already incorporated in the 45.
That definitely was a power.
Okay. All right, so other than that protest, are there any other protests?
Can we get more points?
So we will be going into toss up 12. A sip of water. Okay. All right. Second half, toss up 12. Here we go. This book criticizes French psychologists for delighting in bourgeois stupidity in a section that criticizes Flaubert for doing nothing but analyzing the masses. It argues the Jewish people are significant since they inverted their values to make the word holy synonymous with poor, thus starting a slave revolt in
more... It is the genealogy of morals. On the genealogy of morals.
Minus 5. It calls Immanuel Kant the great Chinaman of Königsberg and asks, supposing truth were a woman, what then? For 10 points, name this book by Nietzsche.
Human all to human?
Beyond Good and Evil. Next toss up. While on a Kenyan safari in this novel, Lou's daughter Charlie shyly flirts with a scarred Samburu warrior. In an earlier chapter in this novel, an aging music producer is mesmerized by the flakes of gold that he adds to his morning coffee in an effort to keep youthful. Benny's assistant in this novel is Sasha, a kleptomaniac, whose daughter Allison narrates the chapter Great Rock and Roll Pauses in Power.
Oh, it's Exit from Goose Squad.
I'm sorry?
Exit from Goose
Squad. Minus 5. PowerPoint form. For 10 points, name this 2011 Pulitzer Prize winning novel by Jennifer Egan.
A Visit from the Moon.
That's correct for 10, and your bonus. This collection includes Dry That's September, crazy. In which a barber named Hawkshaw expresses doubt that the African-American Will Mays attacked a white woman. For 10 each, name this book, its author's first collection of stories. Its title refers to the number of stories it includes. Answer.
7 stories.
These 13. The best-known story in Faulkner's These 13 is this tale of a spinster who keeps Homer Barron's decomposing body locked in a bedroom of her home.
Rose Fremont.
Yes. These 13 was published in 1931, the year Faulkner published this novel that opens with attorney Horace Benbow's decision to leave his wife and stepdaughter. Answer.
No.
That's Sanctuary. You get 10. Tossa. In a phase portrait, this noun denotes a trajectory or path that starts and ends on fixed points. The starting and ending point are identical for the homoclinic type. This term also describes the set of elements a given element reaches under a group action.
Orbit.
That's right, for power, your bonus.
Okay.
In Tibetan art, the exact proportions for drawing these figures ensure that the ushnisha atop the head is 6 units long and the whole drawing is 108 units long for 10 each. Name these beings. The Taliban destroyed 2 colossal statues of these beings at Bamiyan in 2001.
Wait, what are you saying? What about Bamiyan Buddhas?
Oh.
Bamiyan Buddhas?
Yeah. These circular artworks with richly detailed interiors are another Buddhist artistic tradition. Tibetan monks often make them with colored sand.
Mandalas.
Yes. Mandalas are sometimes painted onto these Tibetan Buddhist wall hangings, which are framed by a silk brocade. Answer.
I don't know.
Those are tankas. You get 20. Toss up. One man from this country was named Sixth Man of the Year in 2007, becoming the fourth Phoenix Sun to win that award. In 2002, a man from this country was taken by...
Brazil.
Power. And
your nice. Power.
This quantity equals the speed of light in vacuum over the phase velocity of light in a given medium. For 10 each, name this quantity that appears in Snell's law.
Index of refraction.
Index of refraction. Yes. Periodic variation of the refractive index produces wavelength-specific reflection in this device, which is used for filtering in optical fibers.
Cladding?
Sure.
Answer.
Cladding.
It's Bragg grading. The electric field in a Bragg grating is a sum of terms of opposite values of this quantity. This property is measured in inverse meters and points along the direction of propagation.
The
wave vector.
Wave vector.
Yeah, you get 20 on that. Toss up. In the early 20th century, these objects commonly used such motifs as the double wedding ring and drunkard's path. These objects are the subject of the 1998 book Hidden in Plain View, which relates Azella McDaniel Williams' explanation of the tumbling blocks, bear's paw, and wagon wheel symbols they used. Historians generally discount the view that slaves used these objects to transmit secret messages.
Just message quotes?
Yeah, I can accept that. Pretend. Pretend each answer the following about Roman trade of India. Rome's trade deficit with the subcontinent is evidenced by findings of hundreds of examples of these metal objects, such as sestertii and denarii in India. Yes. The location of this ancient port is unknown, though it's thought to have been along the Malabar coast in modern Kerala. Pliny the Elder said the city was swarmed by pirates, and the Periplus of the Erythraean Sea places it in Serabathra.
Given the ancient Roman Indian cities? No answer.
Luziris.
No.
An offshoot of these people established the Gandhara dynasty in northern India, with which Rome conducted trade. These people's rulers included Orodes
II. Orodes?
It's not the Seleucids, it's after them.
Sargons.
The Parthians. Adam Sapa Mikwawa was put in charge of this goal, which was the purpose of the CDA ministry. As part of this goal, the Bunge was constructed to house Parliament, and a master plan was developed by James Rassant. This objective was derailed by the diversion of resources to the overthrow of Idi Amin 5 years after it was announced in 19...
Like creating a new capital in Tanzania?
I can accept that. 10 points.
Good job.
Isabella condemns this man's abuses by telling him, "Oh, it is excellent to have a giant strength, but it is tyrannous to use it like a giant," for 10 points each. Name this outwardly strict character from an Elizabethan drama who offered to spare Claudio if Isabella will sleep with him. Okay, that's Angelo. Angelo's scheme is exposed by Vincentio at the end of this work, one of Shakespeare's problem plays, which is set in Vienna.
It's not Winter's Tale.
Comedy of Errors?
No. Measure for Measure.
That's right. Yes. Angelo is fooled into sleeping with Marianne instead of Isabella thanks to this plot device. Wendy Joniger wrote a book about this concept.
What's a good plot device?
False identity.
Sorry?
It's a bed trick. You get 10 points. Toss up. An early appearance of this god is in the Hakanarmal, where he and Bragi greet the dead heroes who've just arrived at Valhalla. This god is told that the noise he makes crossing a bridge matches the noise of 5 dead battalions when he meets the giantess Modgud. After riding for 9 nights on the horse Sleipnir and crossing the river...
Hermod?
That's right, for power.
Nice job, dude.
For 10 each, answer the following about the filmography of the director known as McGee. Matthew McConaughey starred as football coach Jack Langille in this McGee-directed film, which centered on a 1970 plane crash that devastated a West Virginia school.
You want to slow it down? It'll be like...
Answer.
Ever.
We Are Marshall.
That's right. McGee's feature film debut was this 2000 remake of a 1970s TV series. He also directed its sequel, which was subtitled Full Throttle.
Charlie's Angels.
That's it.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Answer.
Charlie's Angels.
That's right. McGee's recent 3 Days to Kill was co-written by this French director, a leading member of the Cinéma du Look, who also wrote The Transporter. Answer.
Mal.
It's Luc Besson. You get 20. Toss up. This ruler was forced to surrender his gains in Pomerania to Sweden in the Treaty of Saint-Germain-en-Laye, even though
this is Frederick William the Great Elector.
Power.
Good job.
For 10 each, answer the following about disunity in Eastern Orthodox Christianity. This country's old believers split from the new believers in the 1700s. There are now 14 different Orthodox churches of this designation, meaning their patriarch runs internal affairs without answering to a higher ecclesiastical authority.
They said, Acephalus.
They're autocephalus.
Oh.
This method and movement dedicated to quiet or silent prayer caused controversy in the Eastern Church. Gregory Palamas defended this practice against Barlaam.
That's a good movement. Bowing, prostration. Kneeling.
It's hesychasm. You get 10. Toss up. One song in this musical notes, in the dying candle's gleam came the sundown of a dream, while another laments that there is twice the despair and twice the pain for us after the silence at last was broken. Its second act opens with a song claiming that not in springtime, summer, winter, or fall could the singer leave his beloved. This musical's title place is called A Congenial Spot for Happily Ever Aftering. For 10 points, what Werner and Lowe musical is named for King Arthur's castle?
Yeah,
10 points. Pretend to answer the question about electoral successes of the Know Nothing Party at the municipal level. An anatomy professor named Jerome Van Crowninshield Smith was elected the Know Nothing mayor of this city in 1854. He was termed the Black Huntsman of Shawmut for his treatment of escaped slave Anthony Burns.
Philadelphia.
Answer.
It's more Baltimore.
It's Boston. Also in 1854, Stephen Palfrey Webb, with support from the Know Nothings, defeated Cornelius Garrison to become this city's mayor. More recently, Dianne Feinstein governed the city.
San Francisco.
That's right. The city elected Daniel Boone's grandnephew, Levi Day Boone, as its Know Nothing mayor the next year. In the 1890s, its mayor, Carter Harrison, was assassinated.
Yeah, this is Greensboro. Yeah, Greensboro.
That's Chicago. You get
10. Oh, please.
Oh, that's so right.
So 10 on that
bonus.
So the score is 260 for Yale and 225 for MIT.
There are four toss ups remaining.
So we can slow it down.
Let's do this.
Yeah.
Okay.
No kidding.
Let's do this. Okay. So are you guys good?
Yeah.
Are you guys good?
Can you get the score checked?
Sure.
260, 225.
Okay.
And the protest was 45 for them?
Yes.
It's 50 for them if they went in and 40 for you if you were to win it. So we're all on the same page? Okay. This is toss-up 21. A poem about one of these animals asserts that its love was far more better than the love of false and cruel men. That poem by Andrew Marvell depicts a nymph complaining over a dead one of these animals, while a man pursuing one of them finds the words Noli me tangere written in diamonds around its neck in Thomas Wyatt's Whoso List Time.
Like a deer of some kind of heart.
That's right, for 10.
Goodness.
A 2004 paper on the perfume of this material discusses the 9/11 exhibit Bearing Witness to History. For 10 each, identify this class of material studied in a namesake archaeological project in Tucson beginning in 1970. Old settlements are sometimes identified by heaps of this known as middens. Answer.
It's garbage.
That's right. This pioneering garbologist initiated the Tucson Garbage Project.
What?
Rathje. Rathje's interest in garbology was sparked by his work at this culture site of Cozumel, a cult center of its moon goddess Ixchel.
Fuck, is this Cozumel?
Yeah, maybe.
Answer.
Well, one.
Those are the Mayans. You get 10. Toss it.
Oh, this
man ordered Rignomer's death after killing his brothers Ragnachar and Rikar with a battle axe. This man allied with Sigebert the Lame to dominate the Alemanni at the Battle of Tolbiac.
Clovis?
Power. For 10 eights, answer the following about index cards.
No answer.
Okay.
No answer. No answer.
Next toss-up. Iron's importance in determining this quantity has led scientists to propose including iron in the Redfield ratio. Lower concentrations of aeolian dust influence the decrease in this quantity in HNLC zones. This quantity increases near geos due to upwelling. Nitrogen-rich runoff in the Nile Delta has raised levels of this quantity, which is quantified by measuring environmental chlorophyll levels. For 10 points.
Dissolved oxygen.
I'm sorry?
Dissolved oxygen.
Minus 5. That's what I was thinking. For 10 points, name this measure of how much photosynthesis occurs in a given area.
Primary productivity.
Yeah, that's right, for 10.
Okay, we need all three of them.
Your bonus, so you skip that last one. This is the last bonus. For 10 points each, answer the following about the Straits Settlements, the first British colonies in Southeast Asia. This port city was founded in 1819 by Stamford Raffles as a trading post for the British East India Company. It became an independent city-state after it was expelled from Malaysia in 1965.
I mean, yeah, we're not going to get the next two.
Singapore.
That's right. Many of the first settlers in Singapore were Chinese merchants from this nearby port. It is now the capital city and namesake of a small state on the southwestern part of peninsular Malaysia.
Malacca.
That's right. The first of Britain's Straits Settlements was on this island off the west coast of the Malay Peninsula. A modern Malaysian state of the same name has its capital at Georgetown. Answer.
No.
That's Penang, so you get 20 on that.
Jesus.
Okay, so that makes the final score pending protest 275 for Yale, 270 for MIT.
All right, so we obviously need to resolve that protest.
So